We're back talking basketball. Boys head coach Matt Simmons joins us. The Perry LeCompton boys still undefeated, 9-0 in the Big 7 League, and 12-3 overall in the season. Coach, you continue your winning streak, now 5-0, 3 wins since last we spoke. You won at Holton by 10, you beat Hiawatha by 2, and then beat Royal Valley last night 66-34. So a couple pretty comfortable wins and one really close one. Are you still happy overall, I guess, with the way your team is competing and playing right now, finding ways to get wins anyway?
Yeah, I think, you know, the two games last week on back-to-back nights, we fought a little adversity. And, you know, I told the guys I'd much rather learn in a win than learn in a loss. And we learned some lessons at Holton and learned some lessons, then turn around at home against Hiawatha in a really close and exciting game. And we turned the ball over at a pretty high rate at Holton, and credit their defense to that. And but ended up doing what we needed to do to take care of business down the stretch, and then turn back around and play Hiawatha. And man, they just came out on fire, and we got punched in the mouth pretty early. And I was proud of our guys to battle back through that game, and things just didn't seem to be going right. And so we just continued to chip away and chip away. And then, you know, they had the ball with 10 seconds to go, and we had to get a big stop to end it. And credit our guys. They did a great job and won a tough one at home, and then turned around last night and play Royal Valley at home. And kind of felt like the first time we were ourselves again. You know, it helps when you're making shots, obviously, but we shared the ball really well, got back to really good defense. I think we held them to 13 or 15 in the first half, and just really proud of our effort.
I was going to mention, you know, I was kind of looking back to your schedule, that win against Hiawatha, the close two-point win where you talk about having to make a defensive stand. I know you'd lost by 2 earlier in the year to Fort Scott, and besides maybe a 5-point win over Valley Falls, I don't think you really had any other real close games, or at least not down to one final possession. So that has to be huge as far as just building confidence for your guys to be able to get a win in a close game like that, knowing that there might be more coming up, and to maybe be in that situation and know that they can find a way to win.
Yeah, and you know, they are going to come up. We play, you know, Sabetha's ranked in the top 10 and undefeated in the Big 7 as well. Play them Thursday and turn right back around and head to Nemaha. And I know Coach Thomas is on the brink of getting his 500th win, so I'm sure it'll be a crazy environment in there. And so we, you know, we have a tough slate ahead, and the next Tuesday go back to Sabetha. And, you know, nothing is going to be easy. And so it was good for us to fight through some tough times and make some big stops and get some timely, you know, buckets here and there to pull out some wins, because that's how Substate's going to be. That's how it's going to be to end these last 5 games, to finish off the season. But to be sitting 12-3, you know, with a brand new team and winning the games the way we're doing, I am definitely proud of our guys. And you know, really excited to see what the next couple weeks brings.
No doubt. Yeah, it's been a heck of a run. And you talk about the upcoming schedule, but I would imagine that you and the boys are looking forward to these challenges. I mean, certainly not intimidated. You haven't played Sabetha yet, and you mentioned Nemaha on the road, but I mean, it's the time of year you expect to be playing really good teams and probably, you know, look forward to those challenges this time of year, right?
Yeah, and we can always tie it back to the postseason. You know, if you want to do anything in the postseason, you're going to be playing good teams and have to win big games and make big shots. And what we'll always hang our hat on is defense. And I think that's what took us to the state tournament last year. We were very talented, had some kids that did a lot of good things offensively, but we really, really played tough defense and rebounded the ball at a high level. And I think that's just translated right into this year. These young guys have just bought into that, and that's a big reason we're sitting where we're sitting right now.
Well, 12-3, and I kind of thought you might sneak into the 3A rankings this week, and you didn't. But, Coach, I'll make you a promise. If you win your next 3 games, your team will be state-ranked, I bet you.
Well, let's just worry about tomorrow first, and we'll go from there. That'd be nice, but tomorrow it's going to start with a tough one right off the bat.
Should be fun against Sabetha. You get that first game at home on Thursday night. Best of luck, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin.
First State Bank and Trust of Perry sponsors the Perry LeCompton Coaches Show here on KNZA. That's Coach Matt Simmons.